repeat. We've taken the False Faith's temple after a night of hard fighting. The renegades have fled out into the water. We've taken heavy casualties, but we're resupplying now, and we'll pursue them up into the hills.
We need to stop.
Could you repeat that?
I need you to make it stop.
Keep it moving! Come on! We need to beat the dawn! You doing all right? That's it, good work. Come on, just keep moving. Brother Fade, is that everybody?
Catabasian Faulkner was bringing up the rear with a few of the others. I think he's still back there.
Do you want me to go back and check?
No! Keep moving! Keep moving, I'll wait for him.
Come on then, Faulkner.
All right, Sister Thurox. We're clear. You can set it off. Sister Thurox? Hello, Prophet of the River. How's my face looking, Prophet? Because it stings. Great sorrow is pursued by a greater happiness. That's what they used to tell us in the foster house. So I have no doubt, when I pluck your skull free from its ragged remnants and I hang it on my throat, this will be the final awakening I've been waiting for. It has to be. You understand? Because I just can't wait any longer.
Please don't do this.
Let's just keep our fingers crossed, you and I. Can you promise me that, Prophet? Let's hope and pray that this one humble bullet in your brain pan causes something in this lousy, feeble world to change. Beast? Is that you? Will you take your shot now, little prophet? Or will it be your beast who strikes the final blow?
Hold it!
But now, there are two of us again.
Shoot them, Gage! They're yours!
Sister, that's enough. We've been called off.
What?
The hunt's over. It's finished.
That's... No, that's not true. Just these two more and it's done. The beast will come. I can feel it in my belly. You just need to be patient with me.
No. No more. Sister, please come home with me.
I used to know what you were thinking, Gage.
We knew each other, we were each other, and all that mattered was the next quarry and the next trophy for the glory of the beast. And now you're just... wait. Another dull thing I'm bound to, and which will not set me free. We built our god together, and now you want to leave me amongst the pieces? You talk just like them now, Gage. Haven't you noticed? Pleading and mewling and begging, trying to sway me from the proper path, asking to be spared from your place on the hunt, whining that you'd rather be doing something, anything else, except for the one thing that actually matters. Do you hear me, sibling? You've turned into them! You've become quarry! You've become...
You've become carrion, sister.
Thanks.
Oh, attack dog with a fight.
Oh, it doesn't count when it's for you. What the hell just happened?
Last night, I and my fellow adjudicators committed to targeted and precise military retaliation against the consolidated Linger Straits. While I regret that such action was needed, I do fully accept that it is needed. I do fully accept that it is needed for the safety and security of our people. Our aim is solely to inhibit that nation's ability to cause us harm. The ordinary citizens of the CLS do not need to fear us. However, those who sit in power on the thrones of Nesh must be warned. Should they continue down this path, we of the Northwestern Territory keep to our old faiths. Our old gods. Keep to our old gods. And these gods are more powerful than our enemies may care to find out. More powerful than they may care to learn.
I'm sorry. I want you to know that. I didn't realize what you could do, what I could ask you. I only saw you as a burden. And I'm sorry for that. What were you?
Human.
What did you do when you were alive?
Unfamiliar wonders, from ingenious minds to the ears of a listening world. Home, to me, was not merely cold stone and soft pillows. It was the endless scribbling of a dozen scribes, in the vaults of the old refuge amongst the hills. All of them, persevering on the latest verses, the latest tales of the great river, and terrible gods and brave pilgrims. Whatever they wrote, I'd take it in my satchel and I'd carry it out into the world, seeking the hidden signs of our faith, our family, and farm, and in Vale. And where I found my people, I'd bring them the new gospels, and we'd share in the wonder, the terror, as we read them together. When I was out of pages, I'd return home again to the old refuge amongst the hills to see what new wonders had been wrought in my absence.
How did you die?
Alone and in terrible pain.
How did they catch you?
Up on the road. Three cars, one after the other, pulling to a halt alongside me as I walked. And as they asked to search through my belongings, I felt a great unspoken connection between them and between me, because they had a confidence that suggested they knew already who I was and that they would have to kill me. They knew who I was and what I was carrying, and I knew that they knew, but we had a few final shared seconds between us, where they would search my satchel and pretend that I might still be innocent and they might still be ignorant. And the kindness of this performance between us made me laugh, and laugh aloud before the pistol butt struck me. I never learnt who turned me in. I knew it must have been a sibling of the faith, one of the families I had most frequently visited, or one of the hidden pilgrims who offered food and shelter along the roadside. Someone who would have known who I was and where I was going next. I spent so many of my final days turning the names over in my head, trying to guess, who might I have offended? Who might have wished me harm amongst my friends along the road? In the end, I stopped wondering. I wished to die with love in my heart. Not doubt. Not enmity.
What do you regret?
That I did not speak my love aloud often enough. I had so much love in my life. It was offered to me as freely as rain. I felt it so deeply that I did not speak of it. I knew it only through ritual, through shared meals and the chanting of happy crowds, through the oration of new words to old friends, and the applause that followed. I should have told them all how much I loved them.
Yeah. Are you ready to go home?
Yes.
This is the place. This has always been the place. You were always walking towards this moment. There's nothing left to hold on to. There's nowhere left to go. There's no need to worry anymore.
Thank you.
It's me. It's done. It's done. He's buried and I don't feel any better.
Well, who said it would make you feel better,
I mean, you...
What was it like, carrying him on your back all the way? Irritating, was he, Moaning and complaining with every step, begging to be laid down to his rest,
Very irritating, yes.
And yet, you've learned no patience. Few good things come quickly, Carpenter. Fewer quick things last. Be kind to yourself and persevere, and peace will come to you in time, as it comes to any traveller upon a lonely road. Did you decide what you want to do next? Where do you want to go?
These aren't my people anymore. And that doesn't frighten me. It doesn't frighten me standing here saying that out loud, so maybe that's something. But I also don't think I'm the person to inherit your garden, Acantha. I can't be locked away like that, I don't think. Away from it all. Not for the rest of my life.
Too much wonder and beauty in the wide and open world.
No, just the opposite. Too much ugliness. I don't know where I'm supposed to be. That's the problem.
Maiden has always had her itinerant preachers, you know. It'd be strange if she didn't. Brave disciples taking to the roads, shovels on their backs, seeking out the broken and unburied. Some are born to slippers, others to boots. If you want, you can come home. I'll put the kettle on, and you can talk, and I can listen, and together we can figure out where you want to go next.
Yes. Yes, I'd like that. Thank you, Acantha. I'll set off shortly. First, I just have to... I have to say something to somebody. Is that okay? All right, I'll...
Paige. Hey. Hey, Paige. Paige, please say something.
A-word?
Oh, thank the gods. Paige, are you still you?
What?
Are you still you?
That's just an incredibly baffling question.
Oh, you still you. Here, have a sip of water. It took hold of you. I didn't even know if you were going to wake up. Do you remember anything?
No. No, I don't. Where are we?
Home. We need to get off the beach.
Come on. Come on. Let's get you up.
And as CLS troops begin to gather on the southern border in preparation for the initial assault, here in Nesh's Flaying Stone Square, the crowds have been swelling throughout the morning despite the cold and the rain to show their support for action against the peninsula. There's a real fervor out here, a sense of community that I haven't seen in our streets in a very long time. A family atmosphere. It really is something incredible. And this reporter isn't ashamed to admit it brought a tear or two to his eye. In the coming days, we know from bitter experience that unity will be essential. We must maintain that magnificent sense of collective endeavor towards a single goal. We must also remember that while the vast majority of us will not be spending any time at the front lines or in the hallowing chambers, we civilians will have our own role to play. And vigilance will be the duty of every citizen of the Linger Straits, even against our own neighbors. Just this morning, for example, the Conclave has warned that a series of brutal homegrown terror attacks, funded by the Peninsulan authorities, may be carried out on our own soil. We know that details are still emerging about an attack that was carried out last night upon the offices of Old Black Crow Incorporated, a marketing and divine design agency based on the outskirts of Nesh, where it appears that a routine test sacrifice was sabotaged in its final moments. There were, tragically, no survivors. The Fiend of Flowering Crocus is one name being ascribed by authorities to the false faith god behind the attack. Another is the Tree of Spite. Our understanding is that this latest atrocity may have been masterminded by Dennis Duplass, a CLS citizen and convicted felon who was shot dead yesterday after refusing to surrender to authorities. Troubling times. Stay watchful. Stay alert. And be on the lookout for any strange or distressing behavior in your own sacrificial offering. As always, with news from Nesh, I'm Chuck Harm.
Upon you, Katabasian.
And on you, brother.
Oh, Katabasian. Oh, you saved my wife, Katabasian. She wanted to thank you with a gift, just a small offering.
We saved one another, sister. Tell your wife thank you. I'll treasure it.
Katabasian Faulkner!
Ah, Brother Fade, it's good to see you as well. I'm sorry about Brother Flicker. He fought hard for us all.
That means a great deal, Katabasian. We'll be releasing him into the currents tonight, if you'd care to be there.
I'd be honored.
Katabasian, some of the other disciples are wondering. Do you know why they retreated?
It's okay if you're wondering, too. They were saying on the radio this morning war's been declared with Nesh. Maybe the authorities figured we were no longer their first priority. Maybe the losses they took were enough to make them think twice.
What does that mean for us, do you think? Will they come after us again?
Honestly, I have no idea. I've requested a call with the High Katabasian to discuss our next steps. In the long term, we probably need to assume the Gulch isn't safe anymore. But right now, my first priority is a hot shower and a long sleep. Everything else can wait. Brother, have you seen Sister Thurok since the battle?
No, Katabasian. She's not among the dead. Or I don't think so, at least.
Huh. All right. The river rises. I'll see you tonight by the water.
The river rises, Katabasian.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Faulkner. Yes, I let myself into your room. I understand that was somewhat intrusive. After all the excitement, my study is no longer quite in a fit state to receive visitors. And besides, I thought it might be more appropriate for us to talk in private. Oh, and you know Sister Thurix, of course.
Hello, Faulkner.
I do hope you don't mind.
What's mine is the parish's, Katabasian.
Thurix tells me you acquitted yourself remarkably well during the siege of the Gulch. It's a pity it came to that, of course. A great many lives lost. But it sounds as if we all did just as well as we could, and I'm sure there'll be a glorious retelling. I'm only sorry that I couldn't stop it any earlier.
Well, how'd you do it?
Excuse me?
They backed off. Retreated when they had us beat. I thought you'd abandon us, but you're a miracle worker. That's all I can think.
Oh, I'm sure that's not all you're thinking. There are no miracles without clever people to engineer them, Faulkner. Clever people and occasional happy accident. But you know that, of course. I understand Sister Carpenter is alive, having miraculously risen from the Garden of the Drowned in order to help lead our defenses. You're making rather a mess of the contemporary canon.
I'm sure you can bend the story as it needs to.
True, but there's a limit to just how many resurrections people will take in their stride before they start to question the text. Do tell her from me, when you see her, she's not to go dying again.
You won't see her?
No. I'm headed back into Glottage right after this. I have to prepare for the launch. You asked me how I did it, Faulkner, and the simple truth is that it wouldn't have been possible without you. You and your Withermark. Next week, the adjudicators will make the public announcement. In horror and in protest at the many aggressions from across the border, as well as the slanderous attempts to lay the blame at our feet for the Lingerstraat's own actions vis-à-vis the Bellwether's abomination, the parish of Tide and Flesh is stepping out of the shadows and joining its strength to the forces of the Northwestern Territory and the Greater Peninsula. We're legalized.
What?
As I said, you're doing in the end, and of course, I have to thank dear Sister Thurix for delivering the accurate specifications of the Withermark to me.
I'm sorry, brother.
You don't need to apologize to him. We're all of the same faith. There can be no betrayals between us. Only good engineering. And happy accident. Not so long ago, I thought Bellwethers might be the end of us. But ultimately, it's all proven a very valuable proof of concept in demonstrating how much we could bring to the coming war effort. Once you become useful, it's remarkable how much people are willing to forgive. Do you want to sit down, Faulkner? You look a little pale.
What will we tell our people?
Oh, different things, different things. Some of our disciples will want to understand that this is a victory over the lawful authorities, that we've gulled them, tricked them into accepting us. Others will take the idea that we've put aside our regional quarrels on behalf of the greater nation. And I'm sure some will just be relieved that they no longer need to pray to a puddle in a hidden basement. Isn't that something to celebrate?
You've killed us.
As a matter of fact, I've done just the opposite. 2 days ago, we were in flight from this place through the shallows. Our people's blood was drifting in the currents. You couldn't stop it. Brave as you were, you didn't have it in you. This was death. This was the moment of our death, even if you're too obstinate to understand that. Now, thanks to my efforts and yours, the first busload of sacrifices will come in by the end of the month, served on a platter. It'll be a time for new miracles. Fresh expansion. They want us to grow. A high and rising tide. I'll still have use for you, Faulkner. You don't need to worry about that. You'll still have a place amongst us. Change can, of course, be frightening. And there may need to be compromises in our outward presentation. Our people will need reassurance that the heart of the faith will be maintained. You can provide that. Don the Catabasian's wreath of kelp. Yes, I've kept my promise, Faulkner. I wasn't lying to you about that. The ceremonial arrangements are already underway and the news is being shared as we speak. You can bear your scars, raise your voice, tell the story of how you helped to get us to this place. Remind our people that the Trawler Man has a plan for us all. Our prophet of the river.
No.
Why don't you take a moment, Faulkner? Pray on it. Think about your future. Sister Thorex, come. Let's leave him to it.
No, you've killed us. How can you not see that? How can you be so calm? You've killed our god.
Oh, don't be chud.
You killed him.
Don't.
You killed him. You killed him. You killed him. We're dead.
Faulkner.
You killed us. We're done for. We're gone. Sister Therox, did I give you permission to sound the alarm? Catabasian Mason? Sister Therox? Oh, no, this isn't. This isn't how it's supposed to. Wait. Don't come in. Please don't come.
Faulkner? All right, we can fix this. We need to be quick before someone comes. Give me a hand with them. Come on. Faulkner.
I'm sorry about this, Carpenter. But you're gonna need to run again. Make for the river. You know the way. I'm sorry.
Brother. Please, don't.
I'm so sorry.
Help! Help! Somebody please help! She's killed Mason! She's killed him!
returns to the rivers, and now the rivers are as one, and the current that flows to the ocean knows it's just waiting for the storm that's yet to come. All waters like blood in a vein, going and returning to the high. One father in the waters, we call you sisters and brothers, creatures of the currents, what you are. When the river inherits the sea, when the ocean returns from the sky, risen in the water will be shifted and satisfied at the time. And all waters are returns to the rivers, and all the rivers are returns to the rivers, and as you have gone, return to his arms and see what you are meant to be.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.